Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hobby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this the Shy Life
Podcast? With me, Shinity.
He's not that shy.
Last time on the Shy Life Podcast, this happened.
This is the number one bus, isn't it?
Yes, the number one bus.
Yeah, number one to Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah, what you said.
Yeah. I don't recognise where we... I don't recognise the what I'm seeing.
If it, don't you?
Are you sure this is going the right way?
Of course I'm sure. Just sit down and relax.
Oh, okay.
Turn into this dark tunnel here.
Oh.
That's why I got my headlights on.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm in control here.
Oh, good, good. That was strange. What was that? It was like it looked like a skeleton standing by the roadside.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I've never seen those pits of fire and flame before.
You haven't? Oh, yeah. This is the same route day after day, same thing. It's fine.
Well, it's your usual route. I don't know if it's my usual route.
Well,
are you sure this is the right way?
Of course I'm sure.
Well, you just did an evil laugh.
Oh, yes I did. Pay no attention to my evil laugh.
Well, I can do an evil laugh. Did you know that?
Yeah. Oh, you think that's evil? Listen to this.
Ooh, that was quite...
That's an evil laugh.
Well, yeah, sort of. But it's sort of... It was a little bit camp, I thought.
Oh, right. But I do the evil laughs around here. You just sit down. I'm doing the drink. All right.
There really is... Only one more thing that you could do for me, dear lady, if you would be so kind, and that is simply to point me in the direction of the bus stop. I only want to get home.
Is that all you wish to know? Is it? Is it really? Well, I'm afraid it's just not going to be that easy. You see, now that you're here, there's simply no undoing it.
I don't understand. Surely those buses must go back and forth.
And forth, up or down. It's no business of yours whether they do or whether they don't. I'm afraid it's against the rules. You are here now, and here you will stay. There's no going back. No return to sender. No, no! You can never go home. You are here forever, young man. Do you hear me? Forever! Forever! Forever!
This time, on the Shy Life Podcast, something else is going to happen. Run the theme tune. Oh, yes.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
What do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go. Here we are. Right. Episode bot, what episode number is it?
Hello, listeners. Hello, it's me, your Yeti Uncle John.
Well, I suppose I'm not really your Yeti Uncle John. Well, I am your Yeti Uncle John. I could be like an uncle, not an uncle, but an uncle. You know, like when you call the lady from down the shop auntie or something, and she's not your actual auntie. You know what I mean? Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, it's me, your Yeti Uncle John. I'm at a play. Well, I'm waiting for a play to start. I thought I was going to be here with Mr. Yeti, with Paul. But I haven't seen him since we were recording together in the Library Store Studios yesterday, or was it? I think it was yesterday. And we left, and he was going off somewhere, and I was going off somewhere. And he went and caught a bus, and I caught a bus, and not seen him since. I do hope he's all right. We were supposed to be going to this play together. But his phone doesn't seem to be working, and so I don't know, maybe I got confused, or maybe he tried to contact me, and anyway, I don't know. Something's obviously come up short notice. Anyway, this play, you'll be interested to know. It's called Art, and it's all about these three friends, and there's this painting, you see, and it's, one of them spent a lot of money on the painting, and all it appears to be is like nothing, a plain canvas, but the person who spent like £100,000 on it or whatever, claims, oh no, there's lots of different textures and colours in it, and can't you see? And his friends, one of them is very diplomatic about it, and the other one is very blunt about it, and it causes all sorts of fallings out. But it's anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I've heard a lot of good things about it. And I know that, this is why I'm a bit worried, because I know that Shai, he went and saw this years ago. You know, he went to see it three or four times in a row. He liked it that much. But he was really excited to be here. So oh dear. So it's too late to think about it now. I'll investigate more after the play. Oh, what I forgot to tell you is that this painting that features in the play, guess who's playing the painting? Jabbiest Twinklehorn! Yes, of course. I'm so pleased he got that part. He was really, anyway. I think they're about to start, so I better go. I better go and speak to you again afterwards. Yes. Okay. Cool.
Enjoy the play.
Oh, I will.
Back and forth, up or down, it's no business of yours whether they do or whether they don't. I'm afraid it's against the rules. You are here now, and here you will stay. There's no going back, no return to Cinder. No! You can never go home. You are here forever, young man. Do you hear me?
All right, I hear you. No need to be quite so dramatic. If I was a less charitable and suspicious-minded person, then I'd almost guess that you enjoyed imparting people such bad news.
It is kind of fun. You should try it sometime.
Maybe I will. Let me see, I think it's my turn. Hey, Denny Grams, I just received a phone call. It was from the Launderette. They're terribly, terribly sorry, but they accidentally washed your colours with those brand new white sheets that you'd only just bought. I believe they've gone a rather sickly shade of pink.
We do have Ecto Bleach here, you know. As bad news goes, it hardly rates especially high.
But they were new sheets, dead expensive.
Well, I'm dead too, so they're in good company. And I like pink.
Oh, you sport, you. Well, if I'm going to be stuck here, then I ought to be allowed to ask a question.
But of course, we have all the time in the world. Go ahead, ask away.
Well, I was just wondering, do you have a proper Christian name? Like Joyce or Susanna or Muriel? I mean, were you once somebody's actual grandma?
That would be telling. It's not something I choose to share with anyone. I like to preserve my anonymity.
Well, I know you do, for your public. But now I'm here, I feel sure that we're going to end up as very good, well, very close friends, buddies even, bridge partners, dinner party chums. I predict that pretty soon we'll end up having weekends away. I mean, as I've nowhere else to live, we might as well start cohabiting immediately. I'm a very loyal friendy. Don't think you'll get rid of me.
Well, I don't like the sound of that. Not one bit. He just won't stop talking. What a one-man walking mouth on legs. No wonder he's a podcaster. I guess talking is what they're best at. This one must be up 24/7. Oh, maybe I ought to give him directions out of here. At the very least, I'll send him somewhere far, far away from me. I shall send him toward the spooky tree. Maybe the zombies will get him. That should keep him quiet for a while.
I'm sorry, were you speaking to me?
No. Just mulling over some ideas.
Hello, listeners. I'm hoping that if I talk enough, I'll drive her so crazy that she'll help send me home. Do you think I'm in with a chance?
Excuse me, dear Yeti. Were you saying something before about needing to get home?
Oh, well, it's not necessary. Not now we've met up. I was hoping that you might be up for reading my fortune. I have bunions, you see. You can read fortunes by examining bunions, can't you? Or is it hemorrhoids? I'm not sure if I have those or not, but you're welcome to check.
Thank you, no. I'm terribly sorry, but I'm just on my way out. You see, I got a call on the cellophone a little while ago, and an old friend of mine is having a birthday, and as much as I'd like to take you along, it's strictly invite only. You do understand. Poltergeists, am I right?
That's okay. I could wait here for you.
No. Lights flickering, boxes being tossed around, things that go bump and then bite. I really don't think you'd like it. It can be very cold around here, and these birthday parties can last for decades. Literally decades. I'm sure your listeners will be missing you back in London.
Oh, I doubt it. At any rate, I'm still recording.
Well, how quaint. But where will you edit your material? No. You need to take all of your recordings home with you. Back to lovely London town. You know what I would recommend? If you follow the pathway over there, through the scary forest, past the creepy tree, and alongside the spooky church, you'll find that the bus station will be waiting there ahead of you.
The scary forest, you say? Can't you show me the way? I'm not sure that I fancy going down there by myself.
Just whistle. You'll be fine. Oh, right. Time to get the hell out of here before he starts talking anymore. Bye, dearie. Lovely meeting you in person. Goodbye.
Whistle. No, that doesn't seem like it's going to be of much good. Hello? Oh. Hello? Where's she gone to? Oh, blimey. Who the scary forest did she say? Well, I suppose I have no options. What should I whistle?
Oh, it's him again.
Let's go. Come on. He's really put on the fierce.
Yeah, if we come up in front of him, he won't. You can't ignore it. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, we are the scary ghosts of the other world.
That's right.
Yes, we.
What
do you say? You can't hear. You've got your finger in your mouth.
Oh, I just asked him if he's scared yet. You know what? He's not acting like he's a bit scared. What the hell?
I just think people don't appreciate ghosts these days.
No.
They just think that it's all very, you know, old hat. So that's because you're wearing that old hat. You are wearing an old hat. I told you you should have worn your new hat.
Well, I'm sorry.
I think the trouble is we don't have the funding anymore. They've cut the funding for ghosts. We all look kind of a bit, you know, a bit dull. A bit.
I've been eating ghost dog food for weeks.
You've been eating ghost dog food? Oh,
it's
no.
It's not like an afford.
Well, I've got a tin of ghost dog food and it says It's a new brand. It says Poodle McNoodle's Dog Food.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
It's actually quite tasty.
It's from America, I hope.
Yeah, I think so. I just had like a fairground ride. I think let's just go. Would you like to come out of my house and have some dog food sandwiches?
Yeah, we might as well. We're getting nowhere with this guy.
Hello, listeners. It's me again, your Yeti Uncle John. That was brilliant. I couldn't speak to you in the interval because there was no interval. It was only like 90 minutes, so it went straight through. Oh, that was really good. I got to have two seats. Well, I mean, I was still worried about Paul. I don't know where he got to. Well, I will look into it. There were no barriers between the seats, so I just got to spread out over the seat that I had and the seat that would have been Shai's seat. It was really funny, and Darius was amazing as the canvas. Oh yeah, you wouldn't have believed it was him. He was he looked so pale. Somebody had to draw on him towards the end. Well, they cleaned him up again, but. I'm just hanging around. I'm hoping to speak to him before I go. I think this is him now. Well, there's lots of people around. Damius, it's me. You're the Uncle John. Hello.
Hello, Uncle John. Hello, it's me, Damius Winklehorn.
He's still got all his makeup on. He still looks like a portrait.
Did you like the show, Yeti Uncle John?
Oh, yes, I loved it. I loved it, and,
Where's Paul?
Well, this is what I'm not sure about. He was supposed to be here.
Is he not well?
I just don't know. I was supposed to be meeting him here at the, theatre. I saw him only last night or the night before, but I don't know. I don't know what's become of him. He didn't answer his phone. We were supposed to be meeting here. I'm really sorry he missed you.
Oh, that's okay. These things happen. I'm glad that you could be here anyway.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm glad I could be here. And, you're amazing. You've got another show, haven't you, today?
Yes, yes. This is the matinee that you've been to, and yes, we've got another performance tonight.
Oh, this is the big show for you, Damien, so I'm so proud of you. Listeners, this is at the Old Vic Theatre. The Old Vic Theatre. It's near Waterloo Station. This is one of the biggest theatres in London. Amazing. Well, it's only one of the most high profile. It's not an enormous theatre, but it's a very high profile theatre. And you've got one of the starring parts.
Yes, yes. It's quite weird. I just have to sit there and I can't say anything, obviously. I just have to sit there and they draw on my face at one point.
Oh, you were marvellous, Dennis. You really were. Listeners would be, they'll wish they'd seen you. Well done. Well, I suppose I better let you get back.
Yes, I'm worried about Paul, though.
I'll try and call him, and I'm sure he'll be fine. I'm sure he'll be fine wherever he is. Yes, it's a shame, though. It's a great shame. Well, good luck for this evening. Break a leg.
Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, I see. Oh, thank you. Yes.
I better let you go then.
Speak to you soon, Yeti Uncle John.
Yes, yes. Goodbye now. Goodbye, congratulations. Oh dear. I'm never sure what you're supposed to say to actors. Because, about breaking your leg and good luck and oh dear. Anyway, I'm going to head out now. So there's still lots of people going down the stairs. I'm going to catch a train and hopefully I'll get to speak to Paul later. I wonder what's going on with him, eh? Oh dear, my dear. I'll just give him a quick call then. Hello? Hello? Paul, this is Yeti Uncle John. Oh, it's an answer phone message. Paul, give us a call. You missed the plane. What happened? Are you all right? Give us a call. Listeners are concerned. Damis was, he was brilliant, he was, but, oh, yeah, he was sad you weren't here as well, so I hope everything's all right. Give us a call if you can. All right now. Bye. He's not picking up his phone, I don't know. I wonder what's going on. I'm sure I'll be fine, listeners. I'm sure I'll be fine. I will. Speak to you soon. Finding out for now. Ooh, listeners. I can see someone up ahead. I wonder if he can help. He looks kind of strange, like one of those living statues you see on the streets near tourist traps. Still, he can't be any more scary than Dedigrams. I need to ask somebody for help. Well, here goes nothing. Wish me luck, eh? Hello? Hello? Can you help me, please? Please, I'm lost. Don't try and hide. I can see you there. Listeners, I can see him. I know he's not actually a statue. I just saw him blink.
I did not just blink.
You jolly well did, and now you just spoke.
All right. Enough already. What is it with all these questions?
I just need some help. I'm not meant to be here.
Don't tell me. You caught the wrong bus, and here you are.
Yes. Exactly that. How did you know? Did it happen to you?
Happened to me? Are you kidding? Jeez, I'd never be that stupid.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say to someone.
Yeah, I know. Still, I quite enjoyed saying it. So, who are you, anyway?
Why, I'm Shy Yeti. I'm quite a well-known poet and podcaster back where I come from.
Rubbish you are.
I so am. Oh, okay then. I may be slightly exaggerating. Still, come on. Even the dead must have heard of Pride 48.
Nah, never.
Don't be a dumbo. You must have heard of them. What about Big Fatty? He's like the most famous of all of the podcasters. Big Fatty and Poodle McNoodle. Squeak Kitty. No? What about the gang from Cocktails and Cream Puffs? Donna, Wendy and Joey. Or Pod is my co-pilot. Taffy, Rodan and Taylor the Latte Boy.
Now you're just making the names up.
I'm not. These are real people. What about catching up with Mike and Joe? Was it Joe and Mike? I can never remember which way round it is. And then, of course, there's Vera Speaks for Real.
I did know a Vera once, but she was trapped inside a bottle, you know, a genie. In fact, she rarely got a chance to speak at all.
Well, listen, you must have heard of Adam Burns and Daniel Brewer. Greetings from Nowhere. Actually, they all recently wrapped up their shows. What about Chubbs Gone Wild or Foul Monkeys? Come on, you must know of Toppy Smelly from the Smellcast. No? Not even Life on the Pooh List? The Faraway Nearby. What about Tastes Like Burning?
Tastes Like Burning, you say? Now, I have heard of that one. With James and Tim and Tim and James?
Yes, they're the hosts of that show.
Well, yeah, I have heard them. I met some aliens at our New Year party, and they really turned me on to that show. It's kind of groovy.
I know those aliens. They lived at my house for a while.
Oh my God, you're not that Shy Spaghetti person, are you?
Shy Yeti. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay. I can never make out their accents too well.
I know, you should live with them. Still, I guess it's unlikely you being here in the underworld, or wherever this is. Just a minute. How come you were at a New Year party with the aliens if you're based here?
Oh, well, you know, I have my contacts.
Oh, really? Impressive. You know, I take this to mean that you can help me get home.
Nah, nope. Can't do that. I mean, I'm meant to be hard to people like you. I'm not meant to help. I really shouldn't be chatting to you like this, for that matter.
Who says you can't?
My boss.
Oh, forget him. Who is he anyway?
Well, technically it's me. I'm self-employed. But I like to give my elders and better some respect. It's the way I would want to be treated if I was me. Him.
But you are him. You... Oh, God, now I'm confused. Look, listen here. I really don't want to bother you. I just want to know how to get home. I have a podcast episode to finish and listeners waiting.
You podcasters, I've heard about people like you. Are you recording this very conversation?
Well, of course.
Does that mean I'll be on your podcast?
Yeah, if that's okay with you and it comes out all right. Should I interview you?
Oh no, I'm feeling shy now. My hair's a mess.
It's okay. You don't have to speak if you don't want to. Although this is an audio podcast, the state of your hair is hardly of relevance.
I'm not convinced. Oh, maybe another time.
Do you Skype?
We can try. I don't own a computer, and I live in a completely different plane of existence. But we could definitely try.
Oh, okay. So let's get back to the matter in hand. What about giving me those directions back to the bus stop? Do you know the way?
Oh, yes. Well, they are my fleet of buses, after all.
They're what? Really?
Really? I'm sorry. I feel bad now. It seemed like such a fun idea to lure people from the living world here on a bus, to tease them and taunt them and give them all the bored ghosts and ghouls something to do. But to be honest, I never actually put a face to any of those feckless idiots. I mean, what kind of fool would just hop on a bus headed for the afterlife?
Hey, that's me you're describing there, and I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, I know. Apologies. You weren't wearing your glasses, I suppose.
Possibly. I guess you're spot on. I can't deny it, really. It's my own fault.
Oh, don't be too hard on yourself. I'll tell you the way back if you're nice to me.
Oh, I will. I promise to be grateful.
Well, I just can't bear to keep a podcaster from his microphone. So, you see that old dead tree over there shrouded in mist?
I see it, yes.
Well, don't go anywhere near that. That's a grumpy poltergeist who lives inside it.
Blimey, no. I'll avoid that one for sure. So thank you very much.
Take the path in completely the opposite direction, passing the spooky church.
The spooky church, eh? Why am I not surprised?
This place is nothing if not predictable. It's a creepy stereotype. I'll be the first to admit it. Anyway, head on by the church, make sure you keep out of the graveyard. There's poison ivy. Poison ivy and zombies. But the poison ivy is the greater danger of the two.
Really? Why is that?
The zombies are pretty harmless. The worst they do is gossip loads. You'll be fine. They may ask you in for tea, but cakes are always stale. I wouldn't bother. You just tell them you got a bus to catch. Keep walking along the path, and you'll reach the terminal within 5 minutes. Simple.
Oh, awesome. No further Herculean feats of daring do to achieve.
Nope, that's it. Unless you want to take the long route around through the burning pits of hell.
Maybe not. The short route will do me just fine. Well, I suppose I'd better get on before it gets dark. Well, darker, mistier, spookier, scarier.
You'll be fine. When you get on the bus, just tell them that Ferdy sent you. That's me. You'll get a ticket for the front seat with as much hot coffee as you can drink.
That's awfully sweet of you. Well, see you around. Or not, if you're ever in London. Well, anyway.
Happy podcasting, good Sir Yeti.
Bye now. Well, he was nice, wasn't he, listeners? I thought he was going to be a bit scary at first, but he thawed pretty quickly. Now, which way did he say again? Towards the tree or towards the church? The tree, wasn't it? No, the church. I can hardly see one or the other. It's so misty. I do hope I don't get lost.
Stick to the path. You'll lose your way. Do you hear me, Eddie? Hello? Oh, fiddlesticks. That furball is going to get himself into trouble at this rate.
Uh,
Hello, listeners. Just a quick, as we don't quite know where Paul is, I was going through the, stuff that he's recorded, like spare stuff that he's not used, and I found some poems that he's recorded. So whilst we try and find out where he is, here is some poems that Mr. Shayeti recorded for you to be used on an occasion when he was absent without leave or some such. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. Yes. Here are some poems. Hello. I'm going to read you a poem, maybe two. I feel a little bit stuffed up today. I don't think I've got a cold. Now I've said it, I'll probably get one, but no. I just feel a bit nasal. But I'll do my best to read you a couple of poems. Now, these are going to come from my book, Rhymes Bears Steal Pies For. It's the one that's having its 10th anniversary this year. So the first one I'm going to read is called What Bears Do. Dedicate this one to Charlie Gurr. What bears do? Bears grow their hairs in a style that is swish. Bears clean their fur in a gravy-soaked dish. Bears choose a growl that is ever so deep that they won't climb a hill that is shapely nor steep. Bears bake a pie that is swimming in grease. Bears love to sleep and be left there in peace. Bears sing their songs about chocolate and cake, though they quite disapprove when they get bellyache. Bears have a way when it comes to hard work. Bears will go mental, yes, bears go berserk. Bears know how to kip, though. They're brought up to snooze between a pie and a nap. Well, they just couldn't choose. Bears know what's what when it comes to a snack. Just don't serve them salad, you'll only get flack. Bears like a feast, simply dripping in fat. Just a 15-stone steak or some barbecued cat. Bears can't be stopped, they're stubborn and worse. They're not neighbourly, simply grumpy and terse. Bears won't be told what to do when it rains. No, they won't clean their caves, they are fuzzy-eared pains. Bears will not bite unless they're badly provoked, if they're called nasty names or perhaps get lightly poked. Bears should be left not tempted with bait. Oh, the best things that bears do is to just hibernate. I think I might have read this one before. Apologies if I've read that one before, but according to this book, it was written on the 31st of July 2006. Well, at least it was completed then. Of course, it wasn't published in the book until the following year. Now, this is one of the first poems to be completed for this collection. It was actually finished on the 21st of May 2006, which was around the time that I was also publishing the previous volume, Poems to Make Bears Growl. Anyway, my baby the monster. My baby the monster, he lets out a howl. My baby the monster, each spine-chilling growl. My baby's demented, he's creepy as heck, with impractical fangs and steel bolts through his neck, with his cape and his mask and back hair like a rug. My baby the monster still gives out a good hug. My baby the monster is spooky and tall. My baby the monster scares dogs in the mall. My baby's dead scary, he doesn't mean to, you know. He's soft and fluffy inside, yeah, it's all just for show. Even though he's convincing, he'd not rip out my heart. My baby the monster, a real work of art. My baby the monster, I'm still ever so fond. My baby the monster likes to bathe in the pond. My baby's a nightmare, yes, a certified freak. 12 times in a row he won Beast of the Week. People run when they see him. Would they be nice to eat? My baby the monster, so old-fashioned and sweet. My baby the monster is really insane. My baby the monster knows words learnt in Spain. My baby so frightening, my fur stands on end. I try not to cry, but I cannot pretend. 'Cause my baby's so fearful, I'm scared out my wits. Yes, my baby the monster, I love him to bits. Now this poem was completed on the 21st of December 2006. And it was actually written to appear in one of my Mouse of Commons novels Gladstone at Whiskers and the Bergurian Dilemma. So I guess it's no surprise that I'm going to ask Charlie himself to read this one. Come on, Charlie.
Good boy. This is called Locked Up in a Cell Pie Blues. It's the story of a bear with a bad case of heartbreak. Pies are grand, but locked up inside, I don't get pies, I don't get wide. I don't eat gravy, gently stewed, I just get grumpy, manners rude. I miss my pies, explode a fuse, I've got the locked up in my cell pie blues. Pies are swell, but behind closed doors, I'm not fed pies from finest shores. I don't eat savouries lightly toasted, nor butter beans quite sprightly roasted. I crave my pies. It's real bad news. I've got the locked up in my cell pie blues. Pies are sweet, but trapped deep in clink, no ginger beer or nice milky drink. The food is lousy. I'd sack the chef. It's best avoiding that man's breath. I need my pies like mice need shoes. I've got the locked up in my cell pie blues. Pies are great, but in this wretched cell, no pies for me to even smell. Just one little pie for me to sniff again. I sit and dream, not if, but when. When I escape. What's left to lose? Please stop these demon cell pie blues.
Thank you very much, Charlie. That was Charlie Gurr.
Yes, fine, thank you. Yes. So do I get a pie now?
Of course, I've left you a pie back at your house. I posted it in the mail.
Oh, really? That's a strange thing to do.
Yeah. Never mind, run along.
Goodbye.
Now, I'm not saying that I'm the first person to come up with this idea for a poem, but to me it was always an obvious topic for poetry. But I think I should read it, because only the other day I saw some comment from someone like, "Oh, how do vampires see how good they look if they can't see their reflection?" And I thought, well, I wrote a poem about that at least 10 years ago. And I can't possibly have been the first person to have... Whoever it was I saw tweeting it, were tweeting it like they were the first person who'd ever come up with this idea. And how funny am I? I expect that I felt the same when I wrote this poem, but anyway. It was completed on the 7th of June 2006. It's called It's Hard to Look Your Best When You're a Vampire. It's hard to look your best when you're a vampire. It's tough to keep a pace with every style. It's never easy facing up to what death's dealt you. It's very easy to just slide into denial. It's really tricky looking nice for all the zombies. You don't want to give the undead boys a scare. It's very complex when you don't have a reflection and you cannot use a mirror for your hair. It's hard to look tip-top when you're a vampire. It's an effort, true, to stay there centre stage. When you cannot see your features there reflected, chances are that you'll be looking half your age. You have to be so careful with your makeup, or else you'll look a smudge, the lip smeary state. With your hair a mess, your face a total horror. You will never get a super sexy date. It's so hard to look real smart when you're a vampire. It's kind of awkward, though, explaining you've no say. No choice at all, see, in the look you're working, that you'd look far better if you had your own sweet way. If they invented, quick, a mirror for a vampire, well then for sure we wouldn't seem so very rough. We would not leave bloodstains there soaked into our clothing or send the fashion gurus off into a huff. It's just so hard to look your best when you're a vampire. It's maybe best to tuck your hair into a net, to forget the scruffy taunts and eyebrows raised again, to wear what you want and simply just forget. Don't you know it's what the stylish ghouls are sporting? Let your hair grow wild and don't give up the fight. To me, you are a vamp whose look is glamorous. The sort of bat who's out to kill most every night. That's all the poems we have time for this episode. So yes, thank you to Charlie for chipping in there. Thank you. It seemed fitting that he should read that one. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed those poems.
We still not found Paul. We still not found him, but we're still looking. So, anyway, I'm sure there's something else coming up any minute now. Yes, I wonder where he is. I wonder where Mr. Shiety has got to. Paul, where are you? Where are you? Dear, oh dear.
Ghost rapper.
There couldn't be a crapper rapper than me. Than me.
Hello, it's me. You get your Uncle John. I'm just reporting back because there's been a development. When I got back from the theatre, I had a message from that Mr. Toppy Smelly. He said that he detected that there was some weirdness going on, you know, in time and space or something. And he thought that, he thought that Paul was in trouble. So he actually thinks that he's missing or he's somewhere. We're not sure where. But he and Aunt Tappy are, trying to do their best to find if they can pinpoint where he's got to, and he suggested that I go back to where I last saw Paul, which was when we came out of the college after we'd recorded in the the Library Store Studios, and he went one way and I went the other way, and he got a bus that was going up towards Hyde Park. So I'm just having a little look around, sort of looking around Hyde Park, but the weather's not that good actually. It keeps trying to rain and it suns and then it rains, and I've not seen anything. I've not had any clue because I don't think that he would actually have come into the park itself. But I'm by the Serpentine, which is the big lake, and just in case. The thing that really worries me is that if you remember, there was rumours that I think Cromarty said something, I might be wrong, but there was rumours about Bold Sasquatch being loose in Hyde Park, but there's been no reports of anything bad happening, but I'm worried I might bump into Bold Sasquatch, but that might not be the case. Anyway, it is beginning to rain now, so I might just carry on and report back in a bit, but hopefully Toppy Smelly can, hopefully he can find something to help, but I don't know, it's concerning, it's worrying, listeners, it's really worrying. I do hope Paul's all right. I'll report back in a bit. Hello, this is me, it's Uncle John. I'm trying to leave a message for Toppy Smelly, because I've done what you said, Toppy. This is me, Yeti Uncle John. I've been looking for Shiety. I went back to Hyde Park. I didn't see Paul. And I didn't see Bold Sasquatch either, so I don't know. I hope you're having more luck than I'd have had. But, dear. I really do hope nothing awful's happened. I really do. But, anyway, I'm going to head back, so I hope you found him. I hope you can, track him down. Good luck. Give me a call if you know my number, if you need me. All right, this is me, it's Uncle John, signing off. It's a pretty soon topic. Bye.
Paul. Listen to my voice, Paul. I'm on this side of the nether. I'm in the real plane. I'm on Earth. You've got to walk towards my voice.
Toppy, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
This way.
I'm trying to find my way. I'll come towards your voice.
Walk towards the light.
Oh, can we afford a light on this podcast?
I don't. Just pretend.
Okay. Gosh, the light is blinding me.
Yes, it's supposed to. You're almost there.
Oh, I can hear the voices all around me. I can't tell which way to go.
Take a left.
Oh, right.
Two paces, I mean, and then turn.
Right, yes.
And then come forward. I'm almost here. This way.
Oh. Oh, blooming heck. I'm here. I'm back in the real world.
Oh, you've got other dimensional slime on you, Paul.
Oh, it's not the first time.
Oh, no. Well, good heavens. How did you... This is terrible. I'm glad I came along in time.
I'm glad you came along. I've been stuck. You won't believe what's happened to me.
I can only imagine.
I've been in another... dimension, another realm. I got on the wrong bus, and I ended up there. And well, it's a very long story. I shall tell you all about it. I'm just glad to be home.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
The one good thing that did happen is that I recorded the whole thing, so I've got a new episode of the podcast.
Oh.
You know, always thinking on my feet. I think that's one of my strong points.
Absolutely good thinking.
I learned from the best. I learned from yourself that, you know, when you go out, you have to record, and you never know whether you'll come up with something that's
just... That's right.
I just hope it recorded. I just hope it recorded okay.
I hope so.
But, well, should we go back to your place for some dog food sandwiches?
Yes.
Excellent. Cool. That would be lovely.
You'll have to hit the shower first, but okay.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Thanks for rescuing me.
You're welcome.
Here, Shyetti, reporting for the Shy Life podcast. Yes, I did it all for Pride 48. I went to the other dimension. How many other podcasters can say that?
Hello, darling. It's me, Bettina Dupre. I'm so glad to hear that you got back. Goodness. Goodness me. What on earth was going on? You do go to extremes sometimes for your show, don't you? Dear, oh dear. Well, I'm just glad you're back. Oh dear. Speak to you soon, darling. 1 million kisses. 1,000,001 kisses.
Oh, it's me, Damia Swinglehorn. I'm glad that we know where you are, Paul. I'm glad you got back. Goodness me. You must take care. Don't get on any strange buses again, will you? No, no. I'll speak to you soon. Just look after yourself, please. I don't know. Oh, dear.
Hello, it is me, Comedy. I have heard of your recent adventures, and I do not approve. I don't think it is a very safe thing for you to do, Paul. No, you should stay where you are and help me find Bald Sasquatch. I mean, I know that is a bit of a cheek, considering that I have caused the situation, but, well, I think you'd still be safer searching for Bald Sasquatch than travelling to the other side to interview that Daddy Graham's woman. She does not seem like a very stable character. Yes, again, I know I should talk, but there you go. anyway, I'll catch up with you soon. Take care. Okay, bye.
Oh, what? What's happening? It's me, Charlie Gurr. I'm just looking for pies. No, there are no pies? Okay, well, what's the good of that then? Okay, goodbye. Oh, Paul, were there any pies on the other side? No? No pies? You see, it's just useless. You're looking in all the wrong places for the pies, you know. Oh, goodbye. Yes, no. What is it? I don't know, but no.
And so you got home safely.
Yes, Uncle John, I got home safely. Dear, oh dear, well, thank you so much for helping. I mean, if it hadn't been for you and Toppy and Aunt Tappy and, you know,
I could still have been there. I thought you said that man, the statue man or whatever he was, I thought he sent you to the bus stop.
Yes, he did send me to the bus stop, but there seemed to have been some sort of bus strike going on. There were no buses for about 36 million years or something like that. I might be wrong.
Oh, that's dreadful. Well, you'd still be there now.
I would. I'd still be stuck in the bus stop on the other side, just waiting for the next bus back to London. And
well, it's a lot easier. It was much better that Toppy got you through the... What actually did he do?
That I'm not entirely sure. There was some strange moaning music, and I got covered in gloop.
Oh, it sounds like one of those parties you go to.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Anyway, so listeners, I'm safely back from the other side, and I've checked the tapes. It would appear that I've got a exclusive interview with Deadly Grams, which you'll have heard by now, and an exclusive interview with a strange talking statue called Ferdy. I mean, what more could you ask for of your podcast?
I don't think that many podcasts strive for that level of commitment.
No, I wouldn't recommend it, you know. I would be quite pleased if our next episode was just a normal, quiet, relaxing episode.
Well, I think our next one is a live episode.
Oh, blimey, they can be quite busy.
Oh, well, yes, but at least you won't be leaving this dimension.
Or whatever it was, yes. Oh, well. Well, thank you, listeners, for listening and for putting up with my vanishing. I do hope Damius has forgiven me for missing the play.
Oh, yes, I think so. He was very good. He was very good indeed.
I don't doubt it, not for a minute. Well, as John said, our next episode is most probably a live episode, and after that, I'll try and find something more relaxing. And yeah, I promise I won't go to the other side again. At least, not for a few episodes anyway.
Don't go at all. Don't go on any buses ever, ever again.
All right, John. I promise. Can I go on underground trains?
No, you can't go on them either. Just your feet.
Okay. Shanks's pony, eh?
Don't be so rude.
No, that's not rude. That's... John, come back. I'll speak to you soon, listeners. Take care. Goodbye for now.
Boy, boy.
That's enough of that.
Well, now, I don't like the sound of that. Not one bit. He just won't stop talking. What a one-man walking mouth on legs. No wonder he's a podcaster. I guess talking is what they're best at. This one must be 24/7. Maybe I ought to give him directions out of here. At the very least, I'll send him somewhere far, far away from me. I shall send him toward the spooky tree. Maybe the zombies will get him. That should keep him quiet for a while. But of course, we have all the time in the world. Go ahead, ask away.
Lovely ghost.
That's how I
I am a ghost, and I like to make this sort of noise. Hanging out with all the boys. I'm a rapper, ghost rapper, ghost rapper, ghost rapper. There couldn't be a crapper rapper than me, than me, than me.
Hello, Miss Dupre. It's DJ Star Sage. Yes, I noticed contact violates the terms of our restraining order, but I just had to call you. I caught your performance at the Bayview Manor Theater the other night, and it was just lovely. How did I get in? Well, I have a friend who owed me a favor. Anyways, I thought it brilliant that your agent has you working as an understudy for Miss Vanessa Redgrave. You're such a dead ringer for her. I have to apologize for that incident the other summer when I worked for your fan club. I had no idea that that intern was a former lover. I would never have given him the address to your vacation home. He told me he was an interior designer. Well, I've got to go. This call is expensive, and I work for Meryl nowadays. You understand. She steals the toiletries at hotels. Bye for now. TFNpodcast.com.
It is kind of fun. You should try it sometime.
Hey, you! Come back!
I gotta go now!
I don't care!
Bye!
I want to go with you!
Gotta go! Bye!
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
They all say that, sweet cheeks. I know your sort. You're just after my goodies.
He's not that shy.
Right. Time to get the hell out of here before he starts talking anymore. Bye, dearie. Lovely meeting you in person. Goodbye.
Don't think you'll get rid of me.